Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We're now in Masechet Bava Kama, Daf Kuf Yud Bet Amud Aleph, right near the bottom of the Amud, about to investigate the key pasuk about Hashavat HaGzelah, Tana Rabbanan. Hashavat HaGzelah Asher Gazal. Ma Tamul Lomar Asher Gazal. What does the Torah add? Return the stolen item that you stole. Yachzir Ke'en Shagazal, meaning you have to return what you stole. Mikan Amru, this is the source of the ruling, HaGozel Machilat Banav, that if you stole something and fed it to your kids, meaning it's now gone, and then you die, Pturin Milashalem, they do not have to pay it back. However, in the Achlifan, if you left it to them intact, meaning that it's still there, Asher Gazal, Bengdolim Megtanim Chayavin, whether they are adults or whether they are children, they have to return it. Mishum Sumchus Amru, however, they quoted Sumchus as saying, Gdolim Chayavin, Tanim Pturim, which would somewhat reconcile the two brayot that we saw in the previous podcast. Sumchus said only adults have to remember, have to return it. Okay, that's the halacha, that's the brayta. Now we have a story. Bar Chamua d'Rabbi Yirmiya Tara Gali Ba'Pei. So this was a katan who was the son of the father-in-law, meaning the brother-in-law of Rabbi Yirmiya. He shut a door in Rabbi Yirmiya's face, meaning he tried to take ownership of a particular property. Rabbi Yirmiya, Atel came to Rabbi Avin, so he came to Rabbi Avin, Amar Shalo Tovea. He said he is just claiming his own stuff, which he inherited. Amar Lev, Amay Tina Sadi Da'achsaki Bebechaya Davua. But I can bring witnesses, Rabbi Yirmiya said, that I took possession of this thing while father was alive, and his father sold it to me. Amar Lev, Chimakablin Edim Shalo Bifnei Baldin. But Rabbi Avin said back to Rabbi Yirmiya, you can't bring witnesses because we can't bring witnesses in the absence of the Baal Din. And since this guy is a katan, him being present would be meaningless. So we, if nothing else, we'll have to wait until he's of age. V'lo? So Rabbi Yirmiya counters, V'aktani b'ingtolim b'ingtani chayavin. So we have our brayta that we just said, that even if the heir is a katan, we take the gzela away from him. Rabbi Avin answered to Rabbi Yirmiya, but Sumchus says you can't. So in sort of a whimsical statement, Rabbi Yirmiya says, what, everybody's going to rule like Simchus just to take this away from me? In other words, I've got the Rabbanan on my side, who say that even when the heir is a katan, if the gzela is around, we could take it away from him. So the word now got all the way up to Caesarea, to Rabbi Avin. Amar, and he said, Lo Shmi Alechu Had Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama Mishaya. Do you not know the ruling of Rabbi Shaya? Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama Mishaya. Tinok Shetakaf Ba'avadav. If a kid grabbed somebody else's avadim, V'yarad Atoch Sadeh Shal Chavero V'yamar Shalihu. Sorry, he grabbed his own avadim and went to somebody else's field and said, this is mine. Enomim Namtinan Shiagdil. We don't say, well, we can't do anything about it. Let's wait until the kid is of age, and then we'll go to Din with him. But in the meantime, he holds on to it. Elamotzin Miado Miad. We take it away from the kid right away. And when the kid becomes of age, let him bring witnesses, and then we'll see what plays out. But in other words, he's supporting Rabbi Yirmiya, that just because this is a katan who's grabbing something, we don't allow him to hold on to it and wait until he's of age. We take it away from him right away. And then, when he's of age, if he wants to bring proof that he really owned it, let him do so. So the answer Rabbi Avin gave, and perhaps the Gemara is giving, is midami. The two cases are not alike. In the case you just brought, that Rabbi Avahu quoted, he didn't have any chizkas avua. He did not have any inheritance of his father or status of owning it. That his father owned it, he's grabbing a new field. So we're taking it away from him. But here, Rabbi Yirmiya, your father-in-law owned this house. The kid is trying to hold on to his own house that he has from his, that we know that his father owned. So that it will allow him to do, and then when he's of age, you could take him to Din, try to get it away. Lo. So Rabbi Asher Rav Shabtai. Okay, so now Rav Asher quotes Rav Shabtai in a ruling against the ruling of Rav Shaya that Rabbi Avahu just invoked, which is Mekablin Edim Shelo Bifnei Baldin. We can accept Edim if the Baldin's not there, which of course would support Rabbi Yirmiya's contention. Rabbi Yochanan heard this and he was amazed. He thought, there's no way you could do this. So Rabbi Yosef Hanina accepted the ruling, and he said, Rabbi Shabtai, I must know what he's talking about. And he said, this might be a case where the Baal Din is sick and can't come, or his Edim are sick, And if we don't get their testimony now, then we might not be able to get it later. Or let's say the Edom have to leave the country, we need them to testify, and we sent a hazmana to this fellow to come to Din, he didn't come. So then we do testify in his absence. Okay, again, Shmuel says the same thing, which is that we do accept Edom without the presence of the Baal Din. So Mar Ukva said, I heard it directly from Shmuel what it meant. If they started the case and they invited him to come, he didn't come. If they didn't start the case, he could argue back, I'm not going to your Beit Din, I'm going to the Beit Din HaGadol. As long as there is a Beit Din HaGadol, he could supply that argument, and therefore they cannot start the case without him. So if that's the case, even if they already started the case, why can't he say that? Maybe we're talking about a case where his opposite number has a note, a proper writ from the Beit Din HaGadol saying you have to judge it in that local Beit Din. And it's directing the judgment to that local Beit Din, so he has to come. Okay, Amaram, Mekayim Tashtarshlo b'fnei Baal Din. So now we go further with things that you can do in the absence of the Baal Din. He said you can confirm the validity of a shtar without the Baal Din being there. V'yochran Amar, in Mekayim Tashtarshlo b'fnei Baal Din. So V'yochran disagrees. V'sheshet Rabbi Yosef Chavavau, Asper Lachtamid Rabbi Yochanan. V'sheshet in Bavel said, I'll explain to you the reason of Rabbi Yochanan in Eretz Yisrael, even though Rav here in Bavel says you may do so. V'yochran says you may not. Why can't you be Mekayim the shtar without the Baal Din being there? Markra, meaning you can't take a shtar in which there's a claim against somebody that you're going to exact money from them and confirm the signatures of the Yeinim without the fellow who stands to lose being present. Markra, v'ad bevelav lo yishmerenu. This takes us back to the fourth parak, that ha'ada'a of an owner of a shore, he has to be present, testify that a shore is muad. Markra, yavam bala shor v'yamor al shoro. The Baal HaShor has to stand there with his shore. In the same way, Rabbi Yochanan would say, Yavo Baal HaShtar V'yamod Al Shtaro. The fellow who stands to lose as a result of the shtar has to be there when we testify the shtar is good. So, Amar Rava Hilchata Mekayim Tashtar Shlo V'fnei Baal Din. All right, he says the halacha is like Rav, that we do Kiyum HaShtar without the Baal Din being there. V'afilu Omed V'tsovech. Even if he's standing there screaming, I'm going to bring Edim. But if he says, give me some time, I'm sorry, even if he's omed v'tsoveach, standing there saying, no, the star is no good, the star is no good, still we do it in his absence if he doesn't come. But if he says, the star, give me some time to bring edim so that I can disqualify the star and prove that it's a forgery or already been paid, then we give him time. Ata. So if he comes during that time, fine. Ilo ata, if he doesn't come after that time. So natrina le bahav, we wait Monday, Thursday, Monday, meaning three sessions of the Beit Din. Ilo ata, kadvina p'ticha elaveti shan yomin. Then we write a writ of seizure on him, and also p'ticha being a writ of shamta, of excommunication, that he's not paying back his debt. We write it for 90 days, meaning it's written now, but it won't take effect in 90 days. Why 90 days? Tzlatin kamoi lo nachtid and they say the first 30 days we don't go and seize his property. Damarka tarach bezuz even ezof. He's trying to find money to borrow so he can pay back the debt. Mitziyoi nami lo nachtid and they say the next 30 days, the middle 30 days we don't go. Damar dilmelo ashkach lemezof. Maybe he couldn't find anybody to borrow from. Katarach mas, but now he's trying to find a way to sell his property. I try nami lo nachtid and they say the last 30 we don't get now. Dog it down and seize his property. Damar lokeach gufei katarach bezuzah. He found a buyer. Now the buyer is trying to find money. All right. So lo ata. If after 90 days he still doesn't show up and all of our benefits of the doubt have run out, katvina nadrachta nichse. Then we write a writ of seizure on his property. Vanimili damartina. But all of this is only if he says I'm coming. In other words, he's complying with Beit Din. He's trying, but doesn't show up. Well, amar lo aitina. But if at the beginning he says I'm not going to come, I refuse to come near Beit Din, l'alta katvina. We write the writ of seizure immediately. By the way, this entire procedure is only if it's a debt because of a loan. If it's a pikadon where he was holding somebody else's property and now he's not returning it, la'alta katvina. We write it writ of seizure right away. But what do we write on? Amakarki. We only write it for karka, meaning that the malve can seize karka. Avon metaltali, no, we don't write a writ that he can seize metaltalin. By dumashamit v'achilu malve l'metaltali, because here's what might happen. We'll write the writ. The malve will seize the metaltalin, and we'll seize it and give it to him. V'chi'ati love almighty sadiu marale l'shtara, when the love comes later on, a year later, and proves that the shtar really was a forgery, and the malve then got the stuff, he can't collect anything back. So if the malve took his goods, took his fruit, took his library books, whatever it might be, then a year later when he proves that the shtar was a forgery and wants to get his money back, he can't. So we can only give him karka. So now there's a suggestion floated that if the malve himself owns karka, then, Katvina, we can write such a shtar for metaltalin, because even if the malve seizes metaltalin, the malve has metaltalin and karka. Has karka. The lov only has metaltalin. If we write a writ for metaltalin, then even if he seizes it and devours it, he still has karka that the lov could get back if he proves that really he had already paid. Velohi, but we reject that. Why? Adrachta metaltalin katvina. We never write an adrachta for metaltalin. This is, of course, before the times of the Gonim. Avagav de'id le'mekarki. Even though he has karka, why chashir and shema tachsiv? Because maybe the land will go bad, or maybe he'll deliberately not pay attention to the land, and the value will go down. And then, when the lova proves that he really didn't owe the money, he'd already paid, or whatever, and he wants to collect it back, he'll get bad land. Now, v'chikadvina nadrachta, when we write an nadrachta, modi'inamle, we have to notify the fellow who's going to be seized from. Vanimile de mikro, that's only if he's nearby. Mirchak lo, not if he's far away. But if he's far away, and there are representatives of him that are close, inami ika shayrata da azli v'azluhatam, or if there are caravans or some sort of regular travel that goes to where he's at, then mashinan le trace yarchi shata ada azli v'azati shayrata. Here, sort of an extravagant solution is suggested, that we wait 12 months. Until the caravans go and come, enough time for him to find out about it and come back, and then he could fight the case. We have a case like that. The Ravina waited for 12 months for Maracha to get the news and be able to come back. Until the Shiarot came to Bechozoi and came back so that he would have a chance to fight it. Velohi. That's not the halacha. We don't do that. Hatam ini shalima have. There in Bechozoi, there was a strong man who he was dealing with. Havimata adrachta liadei have efshal afukimine. If this guy had gotten the adrachta, he never would have been able to get the stuff back. So he had to wait 12 months till he could come back and fight it. But normally, here we wait for the shliach beitin to leave on Tuesday. And he goes to the place on Wednesday. It's to the place on Wednesday. On Thursday, he can already come to Beit Din. In other words, the Bahav that we mentioned. Ravina says the following statement, that if you have an agent of the Beit Din, we believe him that he came and notified the guy as if he were to aid him. But this is only for purposes of an oral contempt order, that the guy's in contempt because he didn't come to Beit Din. Aval p'ticha, p'ticha, you're being a writ of contempt. Came into Mamonaka Machasrele, it's going to cost the fellow who's in contempt money. Kaboyin lemeitav lezuza l'safra, because he has to pay up for the writ. And since that's the case, lo, we don't believe the shlech Beit Din, we need 280 that say, yes, we told him that he had to come. We testified, kind of like serving somebody. We can give a fellow time based on the testimony of a woman, based on the testimony of neighbors, you know, people who are going nearby, and we could say, aha, yeah, they went by and they told him, they're going to go tell him, so we'll wait until they tell him. Right now, velo amran eladelete mimatava. That's only if the fellow's not in town. In other words, there's a woman that says, oh, I'm going to the town where he's at, I'll tell him, then we believe her and we wait for that time. But not if he's in town. Aval ite bimata lo, what's the reason? If he's in town, we don't. Damrin and Amer lo amrule. We'll figure the woman and the neighbor didn't tell him, de amriash kachino shlicha de beitin amrule. Because they reason, oh, he's in town, the members of the beitin will find him, we don't have to trouble ourselves. And this is only true, by the way, if his route back to town doesn't take him past the door of the Beit Din. But if his route back to town takes him past the door of the Beit Din, then we still don't trust him. Why? Amri, because they'll say, Ashkuchua Beit Din of Amri Lay. When he comes back to town, the Beit Din will tell him, we're not going to run after him. So even though they say they'll go, they'll later reason not to go. So therefore, we don't figure that they've told him. And this is only true if they're coming, if he's coming back on that day. We're concerned that maybe they will have forgotten about it. So Amar Rava, Haiman Nachtiva Lepticha Aldalo Ati Ludin. If somebody has a writ of contempt, it's going to put him in excommunication because he didn't come to Beit Din. The Ati Ludin on Makarin Lele. We do not tear it up until he actually comes to Beit Din. Adalotzayit Ludina. If he came to Beit Din but is not obeying the order of the court, and we write a writ, Adetzayit Lo Makarin Lele. Until he actually obeys the order of the court, we don't tear it up. Volohi, that's not true. Came in the Amart Saitana, the minute he says, I will obey, Karin and Lay. The minute he says, I'll obey with the order of the court, even though he hasn't yet paid up or done whatever it is, we do tear up the writ. Now we give a person three times, in other words, we invite them to the court three times. And after that second Monday that they don't come, we write the writ. Of Asi Ikla Bear of Kahana, he came to Kahana, Chazada, he itata the Asman of the Dina of Fanya. There was a woman that they had invited to the Dina the day before, but Safra Ktiva la Pticha. She didn't show up the next morning, they write up Pticha on her already. So, don't you know Rav Chista's ruling? And don't you accept it? You have to wait a Monday, Thursday, Monday, and then when somebody refuses to come to court, then you write it? His answer was, yeah, that's a man, he has to travel and work, he needs a little extra time. But a woman, she's in town all the time, she doesn't travel, that's the norm then. She's called contemptuous of the court immediately. We do not write a hazmona that's going to have those kind of consequences during the harvest season, basically. Right, look, Mala Yom Tavel, Mala Shabbat, not for Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif. Nisan Levata Yom Nisan, but you can write one in Nisan, setting a date after Nisan, meaning after the first harvest wave is over. Say you have to come then. Uv Yom Tishrei Levata Tishrei, or the same thing with Tishrei Kovinan. Mala Shabbat Levata Yom Shabbat Lo Kovinan. But we don't write a writ on Friday saying you have to come afterwards. My time be Evday the Shabbat Tari. The fellow's involved with getting ready for Shabbos, he'll forget about it. Nachman adds in that we do not write a writ of an invitation, a Beit Din, for the people who come to the Kala in the Beit Midrash, in the Batei Midrash on Shabbat, and we don't tell them then. Or not for the people who come for the Regel, we don't tell them either. Why? Because then they're going to stop coming. If they know every time they come to this great Beit Midrash session they might get served, they'll stop coming. When they would come before Rav Nachman, would you think we're gathering so that we can do this on your benefit? But now that there are people who take advantage of that, we're choshesh, and we do write such a writ. Okay, the last piece of the Mishnah was, and this we already saw, we already saw this. Rabbi taught his son Rabbi Shimon that it doesn't have to be that he gave him a land, but even if he gave him, let's say, an animal that the fellow was using, they have to return it because kvod avian, people are going to say, oh yeah, that's the cow that his father stole and then died and bequeathed to his children. So Baimini Rav Kahana Mirav, he asked Rav, Mita Meseva La Shochan Veochel Lav Mahu. Do we say the same thing about somebody who's sleeping on a bed that was stolen or eating on a table that was stolen? Is it the same rule? Amarlo ten chacham yachkamot. He quotes invokes the pasuk from Mishlei, give information to a chacham and he'll become wiser, meaning that's a good application, and really the same thing is true as it is about the parah and the chamor. Okay, we'll pause at this point and pick up at the second half of Mishnah Aleph in the next podcast. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.